Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
I'm for the traitors.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Every whisper, every plot twist, every must-have look.
The usual reminder before we do this that if you're not watching live, there will be spoilers. But look, things really changed course on The Traitors last night. The season is coming to an end. The finale is tonight. Nick hired in some murderous help. And I have to say, I've never seen someone as happy to be blackmailed as Ben was. Literally shaking with excitement he was. But he used his newfound power to take out what he saw as his biggest threat, poor Amy. And as if that wasn't enough, the most unanimously wrong round table so far saw poor Joanna's journey cut short too. Going to catch up with Amy in just a second, but first, good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. Like, I'm glad it's over now, and I'm glad I don't have to go back to this anymore.
Too stressful. Let's have a listen to the moment where you had to say your final few words, and it's safe to say you weren't too happy.
I'm very happy to be going home and can't wait to see my family. I said I'm not going to cry, and the only reason I'm doing that because my character was being attacked. I actually hope one of the guys will win it because you're mean girls and I'm a faithful.
And they all felt so guilty and off you went. How are you feeling about the girls now?
I don't have like grudges with anybody. And it was a very hurtful moment to hear people twist my words and change the narrative or like just flat deny things. Mm. That felt like an attack on my character, but I choose not to fight it because sometimes in those moments, there's nothing you can say. But I know at the end of the day, it was just a game and people did what they felt they had to do to win. I'm proud of who I am, proud that I stayed true to myself and proud that I played the game the way I did. Mm. But I have absolutely no problem with any of the players.
Well, they all regretted voting against you, obviously, because, you know, when they learned you were a traitor, they felt very guilty. They had chosen the wrong person. You weren't a traitor. This is what Kelly had to say.
To Joanna, I want to say I'm so sorry. I feel like she was nothing but good to me. And I just hate thinking that she's left the game with like a sour taste in her mouth because she should be so proud of herself. She played it brilliantly. And I think she's an amazing and such an inspiring woman.
How did you feel about hearing that then? Did that soften the blow a little bit?
Oh, Kelly is such a beautiful, like, young person and she has the whole life, like, ahead of her. So she shouldn't feel sorry. Like, she just played the game. There was absolutely nothing malicious in what she'd done. She thought, like, she's going for the traitor. So I do understand that. Mm.
Myself and my wife, Karina, were roaring at the telly. I have to say, when you gave away the shield, I was like, you know, your three torches had been blown out. All the other players' gaze were on you. You knew they thought you were a traitor, but you gave away the shield. What were you thinking?
Oh, like, first of all, like, Kelly had such a horrible day. She was so upset after Amy going. She didn't know where to go. She felt like she was a target and she really had that fear in her. So in my, like, I'm always looking for everybody. I want to make sure that people are safe, that they eat in, that they sleep in, that, like, their mental health, like, is, like, looked after. So for me, it was, like, a no-brainer, like, to give her the shield. I just wanted her to relax a little bit, to know that she's going to survive another night, to go and stay in the game.
Yeah,
so
but Joanna,
for me, that was
you're too
a very
nice.
Easy decision.
This is The Traitors. It's for horrible people. You're in the wrong TV show.
Yeah. I know, but another thing is, like, I didn't really need the shield because I
well,
knew
you
that
did.
I'm not going to survive the table.
But if you had the shield,
so at
you
least with having the dagger, I thought I have a little bit of chance to go and survive because I had it two votes. So I was hoping I will be able to go through it.
I knew it,
like, after, like, the three lies being, like, gone, like, that's it. And, you know, like, you being there, like, the paranoia, like, is, like, everywhere. Everybody are talking. But I could see that people were, like, going and chatting and plotting all day. behind my back. So I knew that it is coming.
Do you think your approach, your game plan, I remember very early on you said you wanted to kind of keep yourself to yourself. You weren't desperate to create alliances or team up with people. You wanted to play very much your own game. Do you think that backfired on you in that when it came down to it, you didn't have those close relationships that maybe you needed in those closing moments?
I don't think it was a bad strategy, because in the end of the day, I've done to the final week. So I'm very proud of that. That saying, yes, I am what you see. Like, there's absolutely nothing fake about me. Like, I can't hide. And like, this is the thing, I do not lie. So I thought, I can't go and try to make like fake friendships or like being involved too much, because this is just not me. I am a very strong and very independent person. And that comes like from where I'm from and what I went in my life through. But that said, like, it's not like I didn't make any friendships. I've met a wonderful people. I just didn't went to the extent to call any of them my best friends. But like, there's so many wonderful people on the show, and like, we were all so different.
Well,
so it's a huge thing.
Yeah, look, I think you performed enormously well. It's obvious talking to all of you over the previous few weeks, it's a pressure cooker. You know, I know that in the earlier shows, you maybe were pulling up some of the other contestants on getting emotional, but towards the end of your stay in the castle, you got emotional too. It is a pressure cooker, and I think that's hard for the rest of us to understand, just watching it on the telly, you know, while nibbling away on our Doritos and saying what people should do. Stay on the line there for me, Joanna, because Ben's first victim, murdered mercilessly, was Amy, and she's on the line. Hello, Amy.
Hey, Dermot. How's things?
How are you feeling?
Great. Relieved.
Yeah.
Slept like a baby.
How hard is it to sleep? I always wonder, because you can see you all getting more and more tired over the run of the show. You can see the bags in people's eyes. Temper's getting a little bit shorter. What time do you actually go to bed, and what time do you have to get up at generally when you're in the castle?
It varies, to be honest. I know that, you know, you're home within a nice time to have a few hours, but there were some nights that I personally couldn't sleep because my anxiety was so high. I was waiting to see if I was going to get a knock on the door to say that I was being murdered, or you're going over the game. Like, I'm a classic overthinker. I'd be lying in bed with the game going on in my head. So some nights it was probably 3 or 4 a.m. before I fell asleep, and then you're getting up at maybe 7, 7.30 to get yourself ready to be on camera. So you can see, like, as the days go on, you know, people are, you know, caring less and less about what outfits they're putting on. They're probably having like an extra 10 minutes in the bed before they have to jump up and stuff. And I know I was definitely guilty of that, because the tiredness really, really got to me in the end. I was just so happy to finally be able to have a little sleep.
Yeah, it's true. There's definitely more tracksuits on people as the show continues. You know, they're not spending the extra time doing their hair, picking out their outfits, as you say. So were you surprised when you were murdered?
Definitely not. No, I was half expecting it. I felt like I was on borrowed time, maybe from the start of the second week. I didn't realise how intense the game was going to be very honest. So when I got the letter, I think you can see from my reaction that I was half expecting it, to be honest. And then it was just like a mix of emotions. But no, definitely I knew my time was coming, but I was so grateful for the times I did have there that I really just couldn't complain. It's only a game, you know?
Yeah. Well, you had a great group of friends in there. Kelly, I mean, she was very sad when you left. In fact, Kelly even promised to avenge you, which is very impressive.
I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She really is. She hasn't got a bad bone in her body.
You eventually had to start asking questions about them, though, didn't you? Because even though they were your friends, you just can't trust anybody.
Yeah, that's the really hard part about the final, you know, few episodes, the final few days, is that, like, you've no choice but to start looking at your friends, you know? It's just how the game works. And that kind of also leads to, you know, like, this high pressure cooker environment where you don't know who you can trust anymore. And I feel like it's really important in there to have friends, to be able to talk, to be able to vent. That's what got me through the day, is bouncing theories off one another. And I felt if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have been able to, play to the best of my ability, I suppose. But
is there anybody in there, Amy, that you're thinking, I do not know how they've lasted so long?
No, being honest, when I was in there, yes, there was. But now that I'm looking at it through fresh eyes, after, coming out the other side yesterday, it's like, no, because I could say it about myself, how did I last so long? How did I, I didn't vote for the correct people all of the time. So was it just that I wasn't a threat? But then I heard Ben saying that I was a threat. So no, definitely not. I think that to be very, kind of PC about it, I think everyone is playing their own game to the best of their ability.
In some ways,
they're just trying to survive in there at this stage.
Yeah, in some ways, if you get kicked out, if you do get murdered, it's kind of a compliment, because people think, you're clever, you're going to suss us, so you have to go. So it's a kind of a backhanded compliment. And in other ways, then you think, well, does that mean that if I'm still here, I'm dumb? No one sees me as a threat. I'm just kind of gormlessly wandering through the castle in every episode. Come here, where's your tattoo studio?
It's Life Too Short Tattoo Studio on Dame Street in Dublin.
And have any Traitors fans been through the doors looking for a special Amy tattoo?
No tattoo appointments just yet, but I have had people come in asking for me. And then I hope that all of the cast are going to get a Traitors tattoo as well, which will be so fun. So we have to organise that once everyone is out and we've all met up again. It'll be class.
Oh, wow. I really want to see Paddy getting a tattoo.
I hope so. I really, really hope he does. Even if everyone just comes along for the day and the experience, I won't force anyone, but there will be heavy pressure put on for sure.
Yeah. Who would you like to see win?
I would love to see the girls in general, but Kelly specifically. I have to say, she is my day one, literally from the minute we walked into that castle, we clicked. She is I think she's very deserving of it. She's playing the game very well. She's been right on numerous occasions. And yeah, I just think she's playing a great game. And she's lovely, which adds to it too.
I do think it's easier to be a faithful, though, because you can just be honest. You can be yourself. Once you get drafted into Traitor Town, I think everything ramps up and you got to play a different game. So if it stays fine for her, I think if she manages to remain a faithful, I think she's got a great shot. Joanna, how about you? Who would you like to see win the Traitors?
I would like Nick to win. I think he's playing a brilliant game. He was great as a faithful and now he's very good as a traitor. He doesn't do anything without thinking about it. And I think his game plan is absolutely amazing and he's doing so well. So I'm rooting for Nick.
From game plans to life plans, did I hear you've got a big day coming up this year?
I am having a great day coming up next year.
Sorry.
I'm getting married.
You're getting married. Yes. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. We are very excited.
That puts everything in perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's why even when I was leaving, I just couldn't wait to come back to my fiance. She's absolutely amazing and she is giving me so much love and support. And it's such a different way of thinking. She's just an amazing person. So I'm very grateful for her.
That's wonderful. I'm sure she gave you a massive hug when you came out of there and wanted to go in and beat up all those mean girls who were saying bad things about you. we wish you both the very best for the future. Congratulations. Joanna and Amy, the latest to leave the Traitors Castle. Thanks so much for chatting to us. You were brilliant.
Thank you.
The Traitors Ireland on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Very. Faithful, traitor, or just looking for a great deal?
Oh, the Traitors Ireland continues tonight and tomorrow for the final episodes on RT1 and the RT Player, of course. Catch up on all the betrayal, banter and behind-the-scenes bombshells with the Traitors Ireland Uncloaked directly after the Traitors Ireland as well. Coming up.